5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Ugh. All sorts of great stuff happening Tuesday. Very, very excited about the upcoming trip. Headed out to Israel. I do have the tentative final agenda, or the final tentative agenda. I'm not exactly sure which way I should address it, but I'm going to share some of it with you in a couple of moments, because some of the stuff is just amazing. I have told you already, I'll be meeting with the president of Israel. I will also be meeting with Ambassador Mike Huckabee. And there are a lot of other things that have just come up today, and I have to see which ones are starred. Because certain things you're not allowed to share. So I promise. I promised you before, and I'm promising you now, I will share what I can share. And then once I'm actually on the ground, of course, it'll be even more accessible. Although I don't think we're allowed to reveal locations and stuff like that. Okay, so just wanted to be up close and up front, rather, with you. You know that I have had the privilege of talking about the Good Feet store for years. I am a customer. I'm a brand ambassador, right? I figured out what the Good Feet store and the art support experts of the Good Feet store could do for me. And once they helped me, I just thought I got to tell everybody. And so please allow me always to tell everybody. And Jonathan Cotton, who now owns the Good Feet stores, boy, he's got a bunch of them. He's getting ready to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Good Feet store right here in Central Virginia. He's got a similar story. Now, I love Jonathan, but he's crazy. He loves running marathons, and that's what prompted him to go in there in the first place. I mean, I'll run like, what is it, 30 miles, 26 miles? I'll run it, but not all at once. That's the part that bugs me. But he's joining us. Jonathan, welcome, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. And I have to say, in full transparency, I have done 6 marathons in the past. I don't have one currently scheduled, and I'm not sure that I will, Jeff. But I still love running. I did a half marathon back in November, and I would never be able to do it without Good Feet Art Supports. That's what got me into this business and helping me as a customer resolve my plantar fasciitis. And I came back in and said, I've never had a product transform my life. And the owner at that time, she turned around, looked at me, and she said, you want to buy the place? And that's what we did. So a little over 10 years ago, but it's been a fun journey.
It is such a fascinating journey, because you know there are people hearing that saying, oh, come on, that's not what really happened. But I know that's what really happened.
And Jeff, I've had multiple people ask me that, say, is that really true? And I said, well, yeah, I wouldn't be saying it if it wasn't true. That's literally exactly what happened. And I can actually tell you, I came in January of 2012. I came back in September of 2013 as I was getting ready to run my second marathon, having run the first one with the Good Feet Art Supports in. And I was getting the cushions to go over the art support. And I told her that. She said that. A week later, we had another meeting. And then a few months later, I had given up a career in corporate sales that I'd been doing for over 25 years and decided to jump off the deep end as an entrepreneur with the Good Feet store.
Well, listen, I love it, and I love your crew. I have for a long time. When you told your lovely bride, hey, guess what? You know that great career I have in corporate sales? I've been doing it a quarter of a century. Yeah, I've decided to give that all up and buy this store. Can I ask what her response was, Jonathan?
How did that go? Yeah, that's a great question, Jeff. And actually, in my book, The Business of Character, that I recently shared, I recount that and how that was a very significant event, because if you put both of us on the risk continuum, I would be at one end and she would be at the other end, and I say two times that she took extreme risk. One was when she said yes to a 19-year-old with $150 in his pocket to marry him. That was 41 years ago now, Jeff. And then the second time was when she said, maybe you ought to check it out about this whole thing about buying the Good Feet store.
Wow. I love it. I'm glad you mentioned it. I was going to bring it up. The Business of Character, that is Jonathan Cotton's book. For those of us that have gotten to know Jonathan throughout the years, we've heard one or two really wonderful, heartwarming, inspiring stories in his journey. But you tie it in with the book, you tie it in with a decade of service, because what you do with your team at the Good Feed Store, I'll remind everybody, Jonathan, it is about service. They're there to help our community. That comes through every time you visit with them.
And I love it, Jeff, and thank you for saying that, because our teams are the most incredible resource that we have, and they're, you know, so many of them that you get to know them, they become friends, and I have all the world of respect for it, and that's how you can grow a business is having the right people involved. And we have, but we're a very non-traditional business in today's day and age with e-commerce, where e-commerce and now with AI, increasingly the human element is being taken out, whereas we see the human element as being so essential to our value proposition and to really delivering the best experience to our customers, is having those dynamic people involved.
Do you find that's going to be a challenge moving forward? Because, again, you are all about customer service. You are all about finding the best people in our community, helping other people in our community. And I personally, you know, I'm not a visionary. I'm not a businessman. I'm not an entrepreneur. But I can't even envision the Good Feed Store without the people. That it just can't be an AI or just online sort of ordering, because it is all about that personal interaction, the personal fitting, and all that.
I believe that with all my heart. And there's a Four Seasons hotel. The founder of the Four Seasons hotel came up with this quote. He said, what we should do is systematize the predictable and humanize the exceptional. I believe the opportunity with AI is to systematize things that are rote, activities and functions that a machine can do. Yeah. But that element, I believe that as human beings, we need hope, and we find hope in relationships, and often problem solving comes through relationship. It comes through seeing the look in somebody's eye and those types of things, or maybe the tone that they said something in, that's often the key to unlocking things. And that's what I love about what we do at the Good Feed Store, is having that opportunity to, as we say in our vision statement, to walk beside those in our community, regardless of their need, because we're people who love our neighbors, and we believe it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Well, Jonathan, you are also doing so much with charitable operations. I look at what you do with TAPS. I know you personally, even now with this this wide-ranging collection of Good Feed Stores that you have now, you're still offering yourself. You're still providing for folks in our community who don't have the blessings necessarily that you and I have, helping them with resumes and job searches and all of this stuff. That's always been part of you. It's part of your business. And as I read your book, and I shared this when I first read it over on LinkedIn, that was one of the main takeaways in the Business of Character. That character component, that giving back, is essential if you're going to be successful in anything.
And Jeff, it's really important to make this distinction, and that is that the Business of Character is not about celebrating my character. It's about a call to a mission, a missional pursuit, a collective pursuit of the business of character. And you don't have to be a business owner to be involved in that, but it's to transform whatever role that you have in the community to say, this has a special spot that on, we don't have to wait to do good deeds or things on Sunday morning. Wednesday afternoon, there are opportunities to give the cups of cold water to people, to do it in a way that's nimble and agile, in a way that often big systems, whether it be government, whether it be, healthcare systems, that kind of thing, can often struggle with. Yep. And a business can serve as a mission outpost in the community, not to extract things from the community, but to really to have exponential value to all the stakeholders, whether they be owners, employees, customers, and the community at large.
Well, I love it. So, Jonathan, we're celebrating really a decade of the Good Feet Store in Central Virginia. You got a beautiful brand new location down on the south side as well. I've just lost track of how many locations you have. You are everywhere at this point. Anything special we should be looking for? Are we going to have a cake, you know, a little celebration or something?
Well, here's what we're going to have. We are going to have none other than a three-time champion, a three-time NASCAR champion by the name of Joey Logano, who will be with us on the August the 15th at the Good Feet Store. Okay. That's Friday night. And then August the 16th, we'll invite people in for a lot of fun activities. There'll be other different people there to meet that are part of our athletes and other members of the community, and we just invite people to come out, and we'll have fun. And whether we'll have a cake or not, I don't know. I haven't looked at that, Jeff, but we'll be having a good time, and we invite people to come out August 15th in the evening. Right. Joey Logano will be there around 7 to 8:30 okay. on the 15th, and then all day on the 16th at the Short Pump location at West Broad Marketplace. Where Wegmans and Cabela's are, we invite folks to come out.
I love it. Well, I am looking forward to getting out there and saying hello and just helping everybody celebrate, because you've done some amazing work, not just at the store, as I say, but in this community. It's so important. And The Business of Character, wonderful, wonderful book. I'm hoping people will have the opportunity to get that as well. Jonathan,
Some there, Jeff.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you for taking some time for us today. I appreciate it. And I really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for everything that you do, not just at the Good Feet Store, but everything that you are doing in our community. We think the world of you. I keep Gentry in my prayers, along with all my other law enforcement cohorts. Good guy. And just thanks for dropping by, dude.
Thank you, Jeff. And best wishes. We'll be praying for you in your trip to Israel, and that be a meaningful time there. So thank you for all that you do also.
You got it. Thank you, my friend. That is Jonathan Cotton, the Good Feet Store. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 522, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Some very interesting developments coming from Houston, Texas. Judges down there, appeals court judges on the Fifth Circuit said, hey, there's nothing outrageous about having people identify themselves as they vote. It's a good thing. And mail-in ballots are not really secure. It's what all of us thought from the very beginning, right? So it's possible now that some of this stuff will be handled. We do have Marley Hornick, who's going to be with us at 5:35. She and our pal Brian Maloney just did a big event up in D.C. Addressing all of this, addressing the fraud and the things of that sort. Now, we're giving the tickets away at 5:40-ish, Germ. Jeremy wanted to give you the tickets now. No, I would, but I already announced 5:40-ish. I wrote it down. Don't make me send you a picture. I'll take a photo of it. I did it. 5:40-ish, I've got a chance for you to win a pair of tickets for the Cookout 400. That's coming August the 16th to Richmond Raceway. Okay, let me share with you what I can, because so many people have asked me, and I just want to be clear as I am looking through this, because again, some of it I am allowed to share and some of it I am not. So it's not going to be quite as smooth an operation as it ordinarily would be, where I know what I'm going to be looking at or I'm not looking at. Okay, so we are going to be meeting with a number of members of the Knesset. That's the Israeli parliament. We will be discussing not only Israel, but the United States and our relationship with Israel. I am not allowed to give you locations, that I know. So I can't give you the locations except to say that there are one or two of the traditional touristy sorts of things that we will do. And I can also tell you, thank God, we'll be visiting Yad Vashem. In addition to that, we are meeting with the president of Israel. I'm looking forward to meeting with him. Be meeting with Ambassador Mike Huckabee. And this one I will share with you. Yeah, okay, I'm allowed to share this one with you. I will be actually will be visiting the Nova Music Festival site. This is where October the 7th, 2023 happened. The slaughters. I will be there at that site. And also one of the neighborhoods. It's a kibbutz, but one of the neighborhoods that lost God knows how many people as a result of that. So just a few things. Again, in a general sense, lots of important meetings, I'm happy to say. Also a few moments here and there that we'll be able to do some of the touristy things. All right. It is 5:25. I'll remind you very quickly tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. My friend Rich Herrera is going to be here. Make sure you are listening to him during Richmond's Morning News. Should be good stuff. If you miss anything, whether it's my show or Richmond's Morning News, easiest thing to do is go to newsradio.wrba.com, and you can download everything, listen to it, share it. I would suggest you do that. 5:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Well, Tuesday evening now. Pleasant night ahead of us. Good evening. Get the windows open. Overnight lows in the 60s. I'll take it. It's been very nice the last couple of days. Sprinkle here and there. Flowers are happy, and that's all good. Yeah, I got a pair of tickets for you for the Cookout 400 coming to the Richmond Raceway August the 16th. Yeah, about 5-6 minutes from now, I'll give you a chance to pick those up. All right? You'll enjoy. It's going to be a good race. It's going to be a big event, of course, over at Richmond Raceway. I think it's I just think Lori Warren's doing such a great job over there. And very, very happy with what's happening there. Hey, my friend Brian Maloney was in D.C. last week. The week before, he and Marley Hornick were up there, and they were talking about voter fraud and how can we safeguard elections? How can we keep ballots safe? And I found it interesting because just today, a big decision out of Texas where the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said we side with the folks in Texas. We absolutely believe that voter ID is okay, and we don't go along with this idea that every mail-in ballot is safe and secure. It was a big defeat for the Biden folks, a major victory for those of us who care about secure elections, and very few people care as much or know as much as Marley Hornick does. She's joining us. Marley, thank you for being here.
Hey, it's great to be on again, Jeff. It was a really exciting decision out of Texas. And one of the things that Unite for Freedom is most excited about is that the anchor in the law on which that decision was based, which is the Voting Rights Act of 1965 or the Civil Rights Act of 1964, was the exact same argument that Unite for Freedom made in a lawsuit filed against Jenna Griswold, Secretary of State of Colorado, on the same day the Fifth Circuit delivers this opinion. So exciting for, for election validity nationwide. So a lot of good prayers up about this lawsuit that we filed in Colorado, attempting to demonstrate that the people who went on the warpath against Tina Peters are actually depriving the citizens of Colorado of their right to vote.
Wow. All right. So you are quite hopeful then about that case. And as I said, you and Brian were up in D.C. a week or two ago. What were you doing there?
Well, we were having a press conference at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. to announce the lawsuit we were filing against Secretary of State Jenna Griswold and Attorney General of Colorado Phil Weiser for that specific claim. Claiming that they have deprived the citizens of the state of Colorado of the right to vote, which includes having your vote fairly counted as defined by U.S. Congress, And because they've allowed these egregious errors to continue in their process, and they have no answer for them, and they're not verifying their voters.
Wow.
The other announcement we made last Tuesday was that we're also suing the Attorney General of New York State, Letitia James, and the New York State Board of Elections, and also a number of media outlets in New York, in a conspiracy against rights, where citizens who were attempting to verify election issues they had identified and attempting to bring those to the attention of these officials who are responsible for investigating and reviewing the information presented. Instead, they went on the warpath against those citizens, New York Citizens Audit, and opened an 18-month criminal investigation saying, well, they broke the Ku Klux Klan Act, violations of the Ku Klux Klan Act. So, you know, typical circumstance, it's like, hey, this election doesn't look legit. What have you to say about this? And they say, well, you're a whole bunch of racists, and we're opening a criminal investigation against you. So we're filing that lawsuit. We are, Unite for Freedom is going to sue Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York State, in a conspiracy against civil rights.
Wow, that's huge. Tell me, do you guys have anything planned? Obviously, we're less than 100 days away from Election Day here in Virginia. We've got early voting opening up even before that. Anything that you're doing focused on my beloved Commonwealth here?
Well, what we recently completed for Virginia was a review of the Virginia State Voter Registration Database. What we wanted to find out was, are there any registrants in there, any supposed voters who don't actually meet the state's eligibility standards, which was the same question just decided in Texas. And I'm sorry to report, we found a lot of them. I don't have that data in front of me. Be happy to come back on and go through that report more specifically, but we found tons and tons of these errors where it's like you can't tell. If you can't just look at a registration record, you can't use your imagination when you're looking at it to say, well, I can just feel how authentic and legitimate this registration is, even though it says, for example, you know, the person voted before they were ever registered to vote.
Jeez.
You know, I just know just by looking, I just feel it in my heart that that was legitimate. You know, even though, for example, in Colorado, it happened 44,000 times. Really?
Good Lord. It is so egregious. It's so offensive. And it is such a major threat to what it is that we really do hold near and dear. Remind everybody, Marley, where they can touch base with you and the group and kind of keep aware of everything you've got underway. All right?
Sure. Our website is Unite4Freedom.com, UNITE, Unite4Freedom.com. And we're also on X at United S American. Those are great places to get in touch with us. On our website, you can also definitely go in there and help support the litigation that we're doing. We can really use help. This is all citizen funded.
Okay.
Unite for Freedom is a citizen organization, so everyone's invited to come and be a part of our movement to take our country back. And I'm actually speaking to you, Jeff, from right outside the National Association of Secretaries of State Conference. I stepped outside to take your call and to talk to you and your listeners. And I'm here to tell you that there is a disconnect between what they're talking about in the room and how everybody listening to this right now probably feels about elections. So we have a lot of work to do as citizens to make sure that we get these elections back under control. Because you're right, this is a giant mess, and it's unacceptable. It's just not good enough for the American people.
Couldn't agree with you more. Marley, I appreciate you being here. I'm going to let you get back inside. Go do what you need to do. Marley Hornick, we'll touch base with her as all this stuff fleshes out. I do want to dive a little bit more at some point into the things coming out of Virginia. I'm concerned. I'm very, very concerned. Part of the reason I'm concerned, I will share with you before I give you these tickets, is that the Democrats are not engaging in any debates with the Republicans. Has anybody noticed this? John Reed, former host of Richmond's Morning News, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, invited Ghazala Hashmi, you remember her, She's a state senator, maybe from Chesterfield, maybe from Henrico, maybe, you know, she doesn't actually know where she lives. But anyway, so she is the Democrats nominee, and John invited her to a series of 10 debates around the state. I don't know that anybody thought she would agree to 10 debates, but you got to think everybody would expect a debate. Well, she hasn't even answered John, so far as I know. I chatted with him the other day and said, no, still hasn't heard anything. Yesterday, Jason Meagher, he's the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, the guy who truly is the people's protector. I love Jason. I always have. I loved him when he was in the House of Delegates. I think the world of him as the AG. He's doing great work. Anyway, he said that Jay Jones has refused to participate in debates. What are they hiding? See, this is what concerns me, is that they're operating like they already know what the conclusion is. They got it all set up. I hope it's not the case. I really do. Hey, you want to go to the Cookout 400 over the Richmond Raceway? August the 16th is when it will take place, and I will give you a pair of tickets. We'll make it easy for Jeremy again. He's not quite at 100%, but I will say again, as I said yesterday, I'll take Jeremy at 50% over most people at 100%. So make it easy on him. Caller number 7 at 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Caller number 7, you pick up a pair of tickets for the great NASCAR Cup Series race, the Cookout 400, coming to Richmond Raceway August the 16th. Caller number 7, 833-804-1140. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. I'm taking a look over on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Apparently, there's a group out in front of Channel 6 protesting. Anybody know what they're protesting over there in front of Channel 6? I like Channel 6. I think Channel 6 does a pretty good job. Obviously, Channel 6 home to my buddy John Burkett, the crime insider. I mean, what are you protesting? I'm just trying to figure that out. I don't know what the protest is about. Is it about Walter? You know Walter, right? Walter the weather dog. Because apparently he's just not doing well. Zach Daniel is the chief weather dude over there, and you know Matt DiNardo from 8 is my guy. But Zach's a nice guy. And, you know, Zach's got a dog. And he has the kids' books, the Walter the Weather Dog books that he released and doing all sorts of stuff with charities. So, I mean, he's a nice guy. And are they over there asking about Walter the Weather Dog? I don't know. What are they protesting at Channel 6? Are they protesting Burkett? Maybe that's it. Germ, we should find out. Are they protesting Burkett? Are they just saying, hey, John Burkett, crime insider, CBS 6, he's winning too many awards. He's doing too much great reporting. We don't like that. No? Oh, it's an anti-Israel protest. Gotcha. All right, now folks are jumping in with some details on the James River Air text line. Apparently, it's an anti-Israel protest over there in front of CBS 6. Wow. Hey, Germ, don't forget, Sam from the Jewish Federation is going to be with us tomorrow. He just sent me an email. He's very, very excited about that. I didn't hear him in your rundown. Maybe you just went past him, but he's due to be on tomorrow, he says. So looking forward to that. I think it's good. You know, the Federation is doing a lot of work with the growing anti-Semitism in our area. Well, the growing anti-Semitism everywhere. And we say anti-Semitism, it sounds so antiseptic. It's Jew hatred. It's just flat-out Jew hatred. And now these bigots, these haters, have been able to adopt the phrase anti-Zionist. Oh, we don't hate the Jews. We hate the Zionists. Oh, well, define Zionist. No, they're Jews. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I, as a proud American Jew, am a little bit disturbed about some of the anti-Semitism we're seeing, some of the Jew hatred we're seeing, but I mean, I guess it is what it is. We'll deal with it. We'll all deal with it. And you know who the strongest supporters I have found in many cases of the Jewish community are? Christians. I mean, really solid, righteous Christians who love the Jewish people like nobody's business. And I will be forever grateful for folks who stand with us. I really will. I think it's vitally important. Jeff, Mitch in North Chesterfield says, I hope you get to visit with BB. That would be awesome. Well, maybe. I know we're meeting the president of Israel. We'll be spending some time with Chaim Herzog, who is the president of Israel. We'll also be spending time with Ambassador Mike Huckabee. This one I think is public. Alan Dershowitz is going to be part of our group as we head over to Israel. So that's good. Great stuff there. Tommy says, hey, Jeff, I know the United States would never let Mexico just shoot rockets for us for years on end. Well, you're right. No other country in the world would have allowed what Israel allowed in their attempt to live in peace with their neighbors. And there are people that just don't like how tough Bibi Netanyahu is. I get it. Right. You've been raised thinking that manly men, strong men somehow are bad people. Right. Toxic masculinity. Well, sorry. Nope. Not the case. I'm looking forward to it. All right. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., I'm looking forward to listening to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. Please make sure you join me in doing that. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.